The next patient is John, J-A-N, that's the first name. The last name is Duroa, D like a delta, U-R-R-U-A. Clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, gout. And fatty liver with liver cirrhosis and splenomegaly that was detected in the CT scan of the abdomen, period. The patient has a kidney function that remains stable. The serum creatinine is 1.8. It is, and it has been oscillated between 1.5 and 2. And the estimated GFR is 34 mLs per minute. The patient does not have proteinuria. The most likely explanation for this CKD is the presence of nephrosclerosis. Period. The patient number two, the patient was admitted to a hospital and had extensive evaluation for the pancytopenia that he was admitted for. In the serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation was normal. The kappa lambda light ratio was normal. The hepatitis panel was negative. The ultrasound of the kidneys was negative. The fact that the patient has liver cirrhosis, we have to consider the possibility that the effective intravascular volume has been decreased, making an impact in the kidney function. Following number, anemia that is corrected, the hemoglobin that was tested in January the 28th, 2022, is 13. Following number, thrombocytopenia most likely associated to liver disease. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. Following number, gout that might be also playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function, period. Following number, the patient was recently evaluated by Dr. Paloski, P-A-L-O-S-K-Y, because of allergy, a CPAC was ordered along with a steroid pack. When the patient got done with the administration of steroids, he was extremely sick and had acute mental changes, refused to go to the hospital, but has been recovering progressively. following number, the ANA has been reporting negative. The hepatitis profile is negative. The sedimentation rate is 22. And the urinalysis fails to show activity in the urinary sediment or proteinuria. The C-reactive protein is normal at 0.76. In other words, these are chronic processes that have been going on for a long time. Period. We invested 10 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.